Welcome to another podcast episode. My name is Mariana. I'm an expat coach, and this podcast is all about helping you in your journey as an expat. Today, we are talking all about expat guilt. You know, being an expat comes with many common grounds, and one of them is the expat guilt. Now, you may have heard of this, or you may have not heard of it. When I say expat guilt, I mean the guilt that we might feel for many reasons. The guilt we put on ourselves when we ask ourselves, why did I leave? Am I a bad daughter, sister, friend, or even should I have stayed? The guilt that can be caused by others in our own life. The guilt of not taking advantage of our experience living abroad. And you know, this can be worsened when you miss family events or even events from your friends back home. But sometimes, you know, the guilt can come up because you didn't set the tone with ourselves for what to expect in regards of visiting arrangements, calling family and friends, and even how you want to enjoy our lives. Sometimes what it takes is being more clear with our expectations and having had hard conversations to put boundaries where they need to be put. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. Let's take a step back for a minute. You know, while I researched this online, I saw many articles talking about feeling guilty and feeling guilt and feeling shame. And I want to just distinguish between the two before we jump into the episode. Guilt is usually what we feel when we don't do something we were expecting ourselves to do, when we are judging ourselves, when we blame ourselves for not being present enough in the lives of our loved ones, for example. We feel like we aren't doing enough, we are not achieving the results that we want or that we think we should have. And shame is much deeper than that. It's like rooted within us. When we judge ourselves, when we feel like we are not good enough, not that we aren't doing enough. Today we are not talking about shame, we are talking about guilt, about accepting it, about shifting from it, and how we can increase our self-compassion and our boundaries with others in our lives. You know, sometimes I do feel guilty. Sometimes I feel guilty because I'm not there at a family's birthday party. I feel guilty if a friend is going through something hard and I'm not there to give them a really tight hug. And this can be challenging, and I want to acknowledge that. What I always say is, it's not because you are having an uncomfortable emotion that is wrong. The way I look at it, as long as it doesn't take over our lives, it is an emotion that shows us what is important to us, and that's okay. We are not sociopaths. We feel emotions. Be that good, be that bad, we feel things. And if we feel that we hurt other people, we are going to feel something. And that's normal. What we want to do is learn the skills that can help us manage it, to help us understand, where is it coming from? Do I want to change something in my life because of that? And how can I give myself more self-compassion when this emotion comes up? When you feel guilt, there are a few things I want you to ask yourself. When did this feeling start? What situation made it start? What was I thinking when I was feeling guilty? These are the first steps to truly connect with yourself and with your emotions. And once you have done this, one step is to understand, do you want to change anything in your life because of this feeling? For example, for me, if I feel guilty about missing a birthday party, if I feel guilty about not being present in a family event, I think it's important to talk to the people that matter to me to explain that I'm an expat now. I can't always be there in person because sometimes people are expecting us to always be there. But they still matter to me. They are still a big part of my life. Because, you know, sometimes we feel guilty because we are afraid of hurting others. We are afraid of letting other people down. And the truth is that we will eventually hurt other people. Everyone will. It's normal. We are humans. We are not perfect. And sometimes the secret to managing this is by communicating, by explaining how our life is right now and how we are going to handle it from now on. And honestly, putting some boundaries. Boundaries about what people can expect from us, like expecting that we come to every single event. Maybe that is simply unrealistic, so it is important that we share that that might not happen, and we know it might hurt. We are sorry that it hurts them. It's not our goal with this. But life has changed, and with time it will become easier. And here, what we can do is arranging how and when you will visit and that your loved ones back home know how it is going to work. Because the more that you communicate around this, the more each part starts accepting it. As a coach here, I always think about the future as well, not only the present. And I also want to invite you to think about how do you want to feel about these situations in the future. If you have thought before, oh, I would love to not feel guilty about this, what would it look like? Not to be guilt-free, because we are not in a perfect world. Guilt is always going to be there around something, but we have less guilt. Because you know what? As I just said, life is not perfect. Guilt can come and go, but we can find ways to decrease it in our lives. So ask yourself, if you feel less guilt in the future, what would have changed to make you feel that way? If you felt less guilt, how would you live your life if you didn't have the guilt? Like, let's say, really putting you in some sort of way a bit stuck. And are you doing something right now out of guilt or because you truly want to do that? Now, I'm not saying at all that you never feel guilt again. That simply is not true, like I've mentioned. And this is such a normal feeling to have by being part of a society, because you might feel guilt when you do something that you regret, when you're not there if a family member is sick, when you're not there for a big event. But we can work around that to make the guilt decrease over time. I really want to point this out. Feeling guilt doesn't mean that you took the wrong decision. It just means that your life back home also matters to you, and that's okay. Now, we talked about how your life would look like with less guilt. Maybe you would talk to your loved ones more often. Maybe you would connect with yourself more often. Maybe you would talk to your loved ones and set more boundaries. Whatever is coming up as I am speaking about this topic, write it all down. To create a life where you have less guilt around the situations that are creating this feeling for you right now, what would you change? Now, we talked about guilt. We talked about communicating with others. We talked about setting boundaries. But there is also the guilt that comes from within us. Sometimes guilt comes from self-judgment. Have you ever thought to yourself, why can't I just do this? Why am I like this? And the second part of this podcast will be focused on self-compassion. Now, let me be clear. Self-compassion is not self-pity or telling yourself that your previous actions don't matter and to just move on. It is helping you to be kind to yourself. It is helping you to be more mindful of how you feel. But it is also helping you understand what you want to change to remove towards the version you want to be. It actually involves something that sometimes you might not really want, which is radical responsibility, which in reality is taking ownership of actions in your life in a way that encourages you to feel that you can do things, that you can make decisions, that you have autonomy over your own life. I made a choice not to go home and to stay in my new country to focus on my new life. This is an example. Another one. I made a choice to spend time with my new friends today because I want to focus on building my new life. And I made a choice to spend less time talking to friends back home. You see how it shows? You made that choice. Life doesn't simply happen to us. Yes, sometimes it can happen and there are a lot of circumstances going on. But sometimes we choose what we are doing, and there is a reason for that. And the more you see the choices you made, and if they align with your values, the more you can bring it up when the guilt comes crawling back up. You can say, I know I feel guilty, but to me it matters to feel at home here, so I made a choice to spend more time in my expat life abroad. It shows that you chose your action, it shows you how you are aligned with your values, and that guilt with time will start decreasing more and more. So next time you feel guilty and you notice that you're judging yourself, asking, why did I say that? Why do I always do that? Take a moment and ask yourself, what led me to make this choice? One thing I love doing in my own life is being aware of how I feel. And whenever I feel guilty, for example, and that is what we are talking about here today, I cross my arms over my chest and I say whatever I'm feeling. So let's say I say I feel guilty, but probably there are more emotions. So I might say I feel guilt, I feel sad, I feel overwhelmed, and I let everything come up. If that makes me cry, that's okay. And then I ask myself, okay, I feel guilty about this. What happened? Is there anything I would like to do differently next time? Is there a different way I would like to react? One thing before we finish this episode, one thing I want to leave you with is that you, me, or anyone else, none of us are perfect, you know? So many of our choices will be flawed, and you know what? Feeling guilty for a wrong choice, it's okay. It shows that you care, it shows that you are in touch with your emotion, and it gives you the chance to ask yourself, next time, what do I want to do differently? So, that is what I had for you today, guilt and self-compassion. And to summarize, think about this. What do you usually feel guilty about? How would your life look like if you felt less guilt around those same things? And how can you give yourself more self-compassion? I want to let you know that if you share this episode on your stories on Instagram and you tag me, I am offering a free coaching session of 45 minutes to whoever does this. And if you are in your expat journey and you simply want to chat a little bit over text, also send me a message over on Instagram and we can talk a little bit. I'm always really open to talking to you and to helping in any way I can, because I just love this so much. So I will talk to you on the next episode, and thank you for tuning in.